In this bulletin, a former New South Wales MP faces an anti-corruption inquiry, a COVID-19 outbreak in regional Victoria linked to a truck driver, and all-round sports star Jacinda Barclay dies aged 29. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. A former MP who had a secret relationship with the New South Wales Premier has told an anti-corruption inquiry he accepted thousands of dollars in cash at his parliamentary office. Darryl Maguire has admitted to using his parliamentary office to advance the interests of a corporate entity linked to him. He's also admitted to receiving thousands of dollars in cash from his business associate Maggie Wang as part of a cash for visas scheme for Chinese nationals.
In terms of receiving cash from his Maggie Wang, did that always occur in Parliament House, or from time to time did it occur in some other place?
Various places from my recollection.
But it's at least the case that on multiple occasions you received thousands of dollars in cash from Ms. Wang in your Parliament House office,
yes.
Right?
Mr. Maguire was forced to resign from the New South Wales Parliament in 2018. Premier Berejiklian ended her relationship with him in August. She says she's never done anything wrong in relation to her position as the New South Wales Premier. But Labor MP Ryan Parks says it's unbelievable that Gladys Berejiklian is still in office.
We had a Member of Parliament treating this place like it's New South Wales, Inc. And we have a Premier who wants us to believe that having known this woman, this man, for 15 years and had a close personal relationship, she didn't know anything about it.
New South Wales has reported 13 new cases of COVID-19, 11 of which were locally acquired. 9 of the locally acquired infections are linked to the Lakemba GP cluster, of which the source is still unknown. The other 2 cases are linked to the private clinic cluster in Liverpool. New South Wales will delay planned easing of some coronavirus restrictions related to hospitality. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the state is at a crossroads and he's concerned not enough people are getting tested.
Effectively, each and every one of us, our community, are the troops, the frontline troops of a war on COVID. And just thinking you might have hay fever is no excuse to not go and get tested. In fact, it's the reason you should get tested.
A Melbourne truck driver has been revealed as the source of a new coronavirus cluster in regional Victoria. The state has recorded 7 new cases of COVID-19, 3 of which are in the regional city of Shepparton, and another 5 deaths. The Shepparton cases have been directly linked to the Chadstone Shopping Centre and Kilmore outbreaks. Commander of Victoria's COVID testing program, Jerome Weimar, says the infected truck driver only told contact tracers he visited Shepparton in a follow-up interview last night.
I think the real area of concern for us with Shepparton is that we ended up in a very extensive conversation with the individual on the back of the Kilmore outbreak. At that point, we should have been told about the Shepparton connection that he'd made. Had we known about Shepparton, we would have done in Shepparton what we did in Benalla, what we did in Kilmore, which is to encourage local testing, to test all of his contacts, and we would have jumped on this a week, 10 days earlier.
The federal government is reminding Australians that mental health support is available to manage the uncertainty arising from the pandemic. There's been a 31% jump in Medicare mental health service use in Victoria over the past 4 weeks compared to the same time last year. More Victorians are accessing helplines than the rest of the country. And while doctors are worried about the trend, they note that services are being well utilised. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is attributing the national spike in mental health presentations to challenging lockdowns, health fears, and uncertainty.
So many people have economic uncertainty, and because of that, there are stresses, strains, anxieties, and in many cases, sadly, depression, which have come from it.
Talented Australian sportswoman Jacinda Barclay has died at the age of 29. Barclay made her international baseball debut as a 17-year-old and won a silver medal at the 2010 World Cup before she played American football in Australia and the United States between 2012 and 2016 and then the AFLW. Greater Western Sydney Chief Executive David Matthews says Barclay was a much-loved member of the Giants family and will always be part of the club. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, a possible afternoon shower and 27. Melbourne, showers developing, 25. Hobart, showers and 20. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, cloud clearing, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, cloud clearing, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.